Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 1, we finished with verses 10 through 12. Today we will begin looking at verses 13 through 15.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
This is your radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom, welcoming you to another Lamp and Light broadcast. Well, I hope you have your Bibles ready as we go into another section here of Titus chapter 1 in our verse-by-verse study of the book of Titus. Now, let me just ask you to do two things before I get started. Number one, write us either by email, our physical address. Our announcer gives you our physical address at the end of each day's broadcast. And so we'd like to have you just write us there. Or you can go through our website and you can email us through the website where it says contact us. And you can email us through that, our website. That's also given to you at centralbaptistocala.org. And so you can go right there and email us. We'd love to hear from you. And just give us your comments. They may be good comments. They may be bad comments. Listen, I've had a lot of bad comments. I've had a lot of good comments. I like to get them just because it tells us, number one, that you're listening. Number two, it tells us, keep on keeping on. Okay, so we love to hear from you, and we thank you so much. We know that you not only hear us, but you may be one who will tell others. And if you tell others about the Lamp and Light broadcast, what time it comes on in your locality, then I think that would be a great help, because if you can get other people listening, either coming over to your home or wherever you are to listen with you, or you can just tell them, give them a call or whatever, ask them to listen in for a few days. It might make a difference in their spiritual life and in some cases bring them to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. So that's one of the things we'd like to do, is hear from you. And then the second thing that we ask you to do is pray for the Lamp and Light radio broadcast on a daily basis. We have started a new radio station back several years ago, right here in the Ocala area. Our numbers here that you would get on the FM dial, if you were in the Ocala area, would be 91.5 or 107.1. We also have an app with that. And if you go to the appropriate store for your phone, your smartphone, and you type in these letters, W-T-Y-G. Again, those letters are W-T-Y-G, and it's a free app. Just download it. It's free, and you can listen to us 24/7 wherever you are. So I trust you will do that. Those were my two requests of you today, and I hope that you'll fulfill those requests for me. Okay, as we get back to our study now, the last time we finished the last point of that old gaudy presentation. Okay, and you get some gaudy presentations, and that is a shame. I want to say more about some things involving that in today's times. We look at verses 13 through 15 starting today. And so, having seen in our outline of chapter 1, we've seen godly persons, godly preachers in the first 9 verses. So it's important that we see the need, is because there are people of gaudy presentations, which we considered here, and finishing up with verse 12, and they are in the local church. They really are. And they are unruly. They are vain talkers. They are deceivers. They subvert entire churches, homes. They teach things they ought not for a reason, filthy lucre's sake, or just what promotes them, okay? And so those things all go on, and it's a shame that it goes on, but it does go on. And they're teaching things as a result they ought not. So we're going to look at these things that people are doing today, and you'll be surprised that you realize it is going on, and maybe even going on in a place near you, and probably in these days in which we live, it really is. But now let's, as we start verses 13 through 15, I just want to read through those verses real quick, and then we'll get in here to the study. He says in verse 13, this witness is true. Now, what witness was that? Well, one of themselves, even a prophet of their own, the Cretans said the Cretans are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. Now, verse 13 begins out, this witness is true. Wherefore, rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith. Okay, now you're one to rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in the faith, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. Unto the pure, all things are pure. But to them that are defiled and unbelieving is nothing pure. But even their mind and consciences is defiled. Wow. That's pretty strong language. It even goes on to say their mind and conscience, it's just defiled. And so when God says that, count on it, it is defiled. So we start out just looking at those verses. Now let's get on into the breakdown of this as we look through this particular passage. God wants preachers who will stand as Timothy in 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. We need preachers like that today. It didn't stop with that first era, okay, of the church age. As the church age goes, we still need preachers that will be that way. The individual within the local church, starting with the pastor and the mind of man and the kind of the man he is to be. Understanding, regardless of the personal attack, the lies, and all manner of evil that will be said against that man and said falsely in order to try to bring in worldly systems, worldly ways, worldly things, that man must stand. You see, Satan's weapons are carnal. That's why he attacks me about, oh, look how bad your church is. Oh, look how bad this is going. Oh, look how bad that is going. And he will seek to bring down a church in that manner. That's the way Satan works. And so he wants to bring down your local church. So if he can bring down the church by saying that thing about anybody, about any preacher, and getting the people on board with it, Satan will provide a man who will get those things going and try to bring them down, and then he will definitely have somebody that will stand in for that preacher that is more inclined to the things that the devil would have him to do. So, this is the worldly system. This is what goes on. And so, as we start this next major point of godly pursuit, he starts out by saying of the testimony about the Cretans warning about these kind of people, this witness is true. Therefore, it's right for the pastor to attack these things. Now, understand, when a pastor hits the things they're trying to do and all that, and he attacks it hard and hits it with everything the Holy Spirit God has in his word, it's not that he's attacking the people that are doing it. He's attacking what they're doing. Now, that's what I call love, because he's trying to stop them from doing something that not only harms many others and takes others away from the way of righteousness, but can really spell trouble for those people when God begins judgment at the house of God, when God begins to bring judgment in their life. That's really love. It's not hating the people, but it is learning to hate what God hates and stand against. So, yes, we stand against the carnal things of this world. And we must stand on the word of God. That is the weaponry that the pastor has. The world has carnal weapons. But God's weapons are not carnal. And so, this world system is daily trying to work itself into the world, and you see it so often and so much. And so, here's the charge of how the pastor is to conduct himself. Now, understand, in fighting against this, the weaponry that we have is the word of God. The word of the Lord is called a sword. And so that's the word that we should go by, the sword of the Lord. And so the sword of the Lord is our help. The sword of the Lord is the word of God, and that is our defense. If somebody says, well, he just uses the word of God to defend himself, listen, if I'm rightly dividing the word of God and it defends me, then that is one of the biggest compliments that you can give me or any preacher who's preaching the word, and the word defends what he is saying and doing. So that doesn't hurt. Now, I want to show it to you in another way here in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Now, do you see what he has said so far? That first verse? He is charging a pastor before God. Okay. I charge thee before God. And he is to preach the word. He says, God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says.